Thank you, Arthur. Arthur said there's going to be some music now, but it's not, it's just us.
I think we'll follow that play about tragedy in the mind with a Scottish tragedy. And it was written about the Aachen Gich disaster. In Aachen Gich there stands a pillar, the wheel above it is nae turning, for on the grey September morn, the fires o' hell below are burning. The wind below the cold of rich, it's richer new for a' that burning, for 47 brave men are dead, to wives and sweethearts ne'er returning. The seams are thick and knock and deep, the coal below is black and glistening, but the cost of coal is far or dear, for human lives there is nae reckoning. Oh, bitter that we'd never wrought 1,000 years o' work and grieving. The coal is black like the morning shroud, the women left behind their grieving. In Aachen Gich there stands a pillar.
Always trying to find capitals. Always shove them in their pockets.
Prince of Atlas?
Yeah, Prince of Atlas.
That's an example of the sort of sad songs that we... that we associate with mining. The Warren has been extremely interesting so far, and this next song is an interesting song. It's a relatively modern song. It was only written about 15 years ago. And I was fascinated to listen to Ian when he was talking about the examples in the past, in Shetland and near Addingston and so on. I worked out what Ian's age is. He's way up well. This song... I was associated, if you like, with what Ian was saying, because I was born in this village and grew up here, and I lost my mother about 5 years ago, and before she died she knew it was cancer, and she asked me to do the family tree, not uncommon, you know. And so I did the family tree right, I got back to the late 1700s, and there was something else associated, because I was the first male in our family, and all the lines that go off to not go down the pit. My great-grandfather was killed in this very pit, age 70, in 1911. A reference to one of the bits that was referred to about how companies need to exploit the people. My grandfather lost a foot, funny enough, one of my grandfathers. I have these diplomas for father and grandfather, because one was 55 years in the pit on the same job, one was 50. And my father had a common thing, he'd lost 3 fingers, which was not uncommon in this village to see ex-miners, with fingers missing and so on. So I was relating to a whole lot of that. This song is called The Prince of Darkness. And when I first heard it on the radio, it had the word Newton Grange in it. And I thought, oh, my ears pricked up. So it tells a story.
Written by Brian McNeill, who's a wonderful singer-songwriter in Scotland, works through Glasgow Strathclyde University there, I think, and the words were put together by a Scot from Edinburgh called Ed Miller, who for the last 40, almost 50 years has been travelling as a singer-songwriter of Scots songs right across America. And they were meeting up with him on Monday and Tuesday to do some Scots folk songs with American tourists. So it's a nice link between Brian McNeil and Ed.
Ed comes across every year with the parties. They're Scotsmen, but he's lived in Texas for 40 years and he brings these Americans across every year. They come here and see, it's not the tartan tour, it's a real tour, a real people. And we sing this song for them.
Brian McNeil got the idea for the song having visited here. And he's walking round and there was some American tourist was asking questions about the clans. And the reply he got from my miner was, I didn't need to be a member of a clan. I'm a member of the Union.
That was clan enough for me. I was born in the village of Kakenzie, and my father was an elder of the kirk. And on the day I turned 13, he looked me in the een and told me it was time I was in work. For employment was the way to beat the devil, and I must challenge him wherever he was found. And if I wanted decent pay, there were five different ways: north, south, east, west, or down. First time I went under, I was shaken. I was just a laddie frightened of the dark. But with a cutter in my hand, I soon became a man. I was surely never frightened of the work. I learned to listen for the creaking of the timbers, to watch the air around the candle flame. And in every sweaty turn, I knew all the risks were run. For danger was the miner's middle name. I used to battle the prince of darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them I'd shoot. But they never had to teach me how to dream. I went down at Newton Grange in Kirkcaldy, sweating blood for 7 bob a week. And in the shuttle and the cage, I learned the spirit of the age from men who never turned the other cheek. When my father asked if I was still for Jesus, was he my help and my saviour down the mine? I said I'd bow my head in prayer if I turned and found him there at my shoulder on a Union picket line. I used to battle the prince of darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot scene. When they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them I should. But they never had to teach me how to dream. Now I work at the mine and museum and tell the tourists what my job used to be. And when they ask about my clan, I tell them I'm a working man, and the Union was clan enough for me. It gave me brothers frae the Redden to the Rhondda, and comrades frae the Rockies to the Rand. For there's nae colour, creed or race, when you're sweating at the face with a pick or a shovel in your hand. I used to battle the prince of darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them I should. But they never had to teach me how to. There is a government in London, and the condemned coalition's won the day. But when they come back to find their roots in their sharp battalion suits, like the cameras, they're gone and away. Learn to listen, that's not right. I've forgotten the words. Now there's a government in London, and the coalition government's won the day. And they come back to find their roots in their sharp battalion suits. But when the cameras are gone, so are they. I used to battle the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a 4-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them I should. But they never had to teach me how to dream. I must have forgotten a few of those words. Stress comes out in so many ways. We're going to do a couple more, if that's okay. We have had the privilege and pleasure to be involved in a sort of concert called Far, Far from Ypres, which is a story of songs and stories of the First World War. It was first done in 2012, written and choreographed by Ian McCalman of the McCalman's fame. And Charlie and me and several others are in this this thing, with other well-known names like Phil Cunningham and Dick Gawkin and Barbara Dixon and several others. It's a privilege to be on stage with them. And it's been held in various venues, and a date for your diary. This is the plug. Queen's Hall, Edinburgh, 17th of August. There's still a few tickets available. Called Far, Far from Ypres. And it relates to the First World War. Check it out on the website, Far, Far from Ypres.
And we were here at a great presentation a few months ago, and it was about the links between the miners and the First World War. And of course, if it hadn't been for the mining skills, these huge explosions when they dug up under the German lines, the war could have gone on for a lot longer. But while working in the mines was brutal, what they had to do in these tunnels in the First World War was just... We thank God we were born in the time we were in. Dick Gawkin's in the show, the Far Far from Ypres show. He does a couple of great songs. This is one that I picked up from Dick. What's the matter with you, alas? And where's your dash in Jamaica? Oh, the soldier boys have taken him up and sent him far, far from me. The speedy he went off to Toon, and them red-coated fellows enticed him in and got him drunk, and he better got to the gall. The very sight of his cockade, it sets us all crying. I and me immediately faint twice. I thought that I was dying. My fader would have paid his mark, and he ran for the golden guineas. But the sergeant said he'd hissed the book, so now they've got young Jimmy. When Jimmy talks about the war, it's worse than death to hear him. I have to go and hide my face.
A brigadier or grenadier, he says they're bound to Magnum. And I hear laughs and cracks his jokes, and bids me not forsake him. As I walk on the furrowed fields, below it lies the sea, more a thought on Jamaica, but it was just a dream. He chewed the very coal he'd done, so when the fire alighted, to think the coal was in his hands, it sets my head a beat. Go break my heart and in his heart, go break my heart much of me, or lay me in the cold, cold ground for of a single life I'm weary.
Colliers, you would understand, in the very early times were really slave labourers, and the families were contracted to work down, and they couldn't leave. It was your job. So there was a guy who'd been contracted as a miner, a slave, and when he was into town, he was press ganged into fighting a war. So thank God we've got it easy these days.
I certainly have. I'd like to finish this wee bit with a song that written by Alan Taylor. It's called Roll on the Day. And
Alan was going round former miners, and he went to a block of flats just outside Newcastle, and he spoke to a miner that was in his bed suffering from pneumoconiosis. And as he chatted to him, the song formed in his head, because what the guy was saying was, every night I struggle for breath, I can't sleep, and what I long for is to roll on the day when dawn comes. And this is just a beautiful song written by Alan.
As the dawn comes creeping, oh,